But do you need preseason reps to do what you do? Nobody knows you as well as you. Do you need preseason reps?
I would like to say no, but you know, practice is we practice for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, that's to get better. I would like to have done preseason, but due to the situation, you know, didn't happen.
How close are you to being ready for the regular season opener?
It's one of those things where I'm leaning on Rick Burkholder and Coach Reed, you know, for them to take the lack of a better word, the restraints off. I'm wide open, 100%. You know, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Probably the situation would be a bad thing for them to say 2 weeks ago, I'm ready to go, you know, because that's just my mentality. But, they know how to time things up.
What has it been like watching your teammates on the defensive line get after the quarterback throughout the entire preseason?
That's good. I mean, you guys all saw the way they practiced, the way they played, the way they go about their business. So we have a certain mentality, you know, kind of known for a certain style of play on the defensive line. So it's good to see it.
What's impressed you most about Phillip Hunt, a guy that last year was, you know, battling to make the roster and now has been one of the most prolific guys on the team?
Really, you know, Phillip, you can tell he made a decision along with Cedric Thornton and said, I'm going to improve, because they knew last year they were given time to improve. And, you know what, they stepped to the plate and they showed what they can do, which is, you know, exactly what they needed to do to be part of this team and to be productive members of the team. So I think everybody is excited for them. And I know the D-line is.
Would it be tough for you guys? I mean, there's so much talent. You've all talked about D-line. Sometimes the numbers don't work out. If you see a guy like Dixon or Tapp not make it, or a bubble guy, is that difficult to lose a guy who's been out here with you guys somewhat for long?
Yeah, it hurts, you know, because they're part of the family. Our room, it's a really close room. And I don't think, looking back over my career, I don't think I've ever been a part of a defensive line group where we've had this much ability. You know, because I think everybody could start on another team, and yet we have to cut some people.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to fathom.
Would you expect that if someone's out of here, then one or two guys, and they're immediately scooped up and make significant parts of some
other
team?
If somebody is released from this D-line, yeah, they're not going to last. I don't know how that whole process works, but they're not going to last long. You know, so they'll be going from here to whatever team.
What's this last preseason game like? I know it's something that you haven't had to encounter in a couple of years, but in terms of guys fighting for those last spots in the roster and trying to get over the hump.
Well, I preach to the young guys all the time. So listen, it's do or die. You know, you hustle, you make plays. You know, you don't have to do everything perfect, but if coach sees that intrinsic motivation that you have, the way you play, your passion, I said he's going to keep you on the team. They're going to figure out a way to keep you around and give you time to develop. You know, because that can make or break you having a career or not having a career. So I think you can tell which young guys get it. You know, and it's exciting to see that process.
Sorry I was asked, but you're on track for the opener?
I think so, you know, but...
You're probably not going to be 100% even if you play, though?
Like I said, it's a bit of a slippery slope because I've been injured, so I'm not sure what I can and can't say, but I'm sure...
Well, we do know that Trent Cole last year missed some weeks, and then when he came back, he was not Trent Cole for a couple weeks.
Well, I've had a little more time. I think Trent and I's injuries were very similar, and I've had a little more time due to training camp and preseason to heal up. So I think the most important thing, I'm sure, in their decision-making process is, let's not re-injure it. But, you know, my mentality is, you know, I'm ready to go to battle any time. So, you know, we'll see what Coach Reed says.
I don't know what – is it like the hamstring where you think you're back, but you can get a little tug?
You know, I'm not sure. It's my first battle with something like this.
Okay.